whenever you want to give them a gift. You don't have to do it on Christmas. The reason that we celebrate Christmas is we recognize that had the manger never happened, the cross would never have happened. We celebrate Christmas because we recognize that the manger was necessary in order for God to come into this world and to redeem his people. We were estranged from God the Father because of our sin. And God knew that he needed to create a way that we might be restored in our relationship with Almighty God. And so he sent his son Jesus. And when his son Jesus came, the angels had a great message for the people. We read here in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world was to be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which was also called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And when they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that same region, there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now listen here. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news that is of great joy, which will be for all people." I want you to underline the word good news and great joy, and most importantly, the word all people. All people. This good news of great joy is for everyone. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. They were praising God, and they were saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." When the angels came to deliver their message to the shepherds, and subsequently to the entirety of the world, there are a number of implications that we can hold to as it relates to this message. Let's look at the angel's message. And as we look at the angel's message, let us make this declaration. When the angels came to declare the news of the birth of Jesus, we understand this, that the angels were in fact declaring the greatest day in all of history. When they came to declare the birth of Jesus, they were coming to declare the greatest day in all of history. Now, friends, from our vantage point in history, we can look back and we can say there have been some remarkable days. There have been some remarkable days. There was the day in history where treaties were signed. There have been days in history where continents were discovered. There was a day in history in which inventions were perfected. There have been days in which scientific discoveries were made. There was the day that Mike Atherton was born. These are all profoundly significant days, right? Right? If you have any chance of getting out here early, you're there. You go. There you go. All right. These are all very important days. Now, here's the reality. As important as these days have been, as important as the day Jesus says this. He gives us an understanding of why he comes. Now listen to me. When Jesus comes into the world, understand this. He is coming that you might have life and have life in his name. You see, sometimes we believe that salvation is supremely about the forgiveness of sin. That is not what salvation is supremely about. Salvation obviously deals with the forgiveness of sin, but what salvation is supremely about is about fellowship with the Father. Jesus wants to be in a relationship. He wants to give you life and give it more abundantly. He wants to fellowship with you, not just for the here and now. He wants to be in a relationship with you forever. That's why Jesus came into the world. Sin was what was the barrier to that relationship taking place. Sin was the barrier that prevented us from being in a proper relationship. Once Jesus could deal with the sin reality, then he could get on about the work of doing what he really wanted to do, which was to be in relationship with you and me. Jesus is all about the special gift of relationship. And there are many happy relationships in life. There's the relationship between a husband and a wife. There's the relationship between parents and their children. There are relationships between employers and employees. There's relationships between friends and friends. But listen, the greatest of all relationships are not the relationships that we have with our spouse. It's not the relationships we have with our children. It's not the relationships that we have with our friends. The greatest of all relationships is the relationship that we have with Jesus. And you say, well, Mike, how do you know that? Why can you say that? Because I look at my relationships with my spouse and with my children and with my friends, and I say that they're pretty special. So how in the world can it possibly be that there's a relationship that trumps that relationship? And here's how we can make that assertion today. From our vantage point in history, when we look at the pages of Scripture, we understand this. There is no other relationship that you can have apart from Christ that will enhance every other relationship you have. You see, the closer you get to Christ, the closer you draw unto him, the more you become like Christ, the better husband you're going to be to your wife. See, you can be a really good father and be a really poor husband. You know that? You can be a really good friend and be a really poor parent. But you can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better husband. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better father. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better friend. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better employer. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better employee. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better wife. You can't draw closer to Christ and not become a better grandparent. You see, the